Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
You might think you're happy with him, but that's a lie. So give this thug a try.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. What are you guys laughing at? What did I miss? 230 Tupac.
Hit this song off, man.
Okay. Oh, you hate this one?
No.
Okay.
No, that's not it.
Oh.
I'm trying to make sure everybody's good.
Okay. All right.
I can't believe you played that.
It's a good song.
It is a good song. It's not. I'll tell you the next break.
Okay. All right. All right. Certainly something went over my head.
Yeah.
All right. It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. It's intervention day for Jack as I try to get Jack to be an Eagles fan again and get over this Jalen thing. And I ask for the help of the Jalen Confederation, those with Jalen derangement syndrome. Everybody's got to take it down a notch. You know, Jack's got to stop trolling. You got to stop trolling him. Yeah. Can we just get it back to where I can have the host, one of the hosts of our show, and the producer of our show, and a friend of ours be an Eagles fan again? The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers with locations in Montgomeryville and Mount Laurel. There's a Mark's Jewelers minutes from everywhere online at marks-jewelers.com. The question: which center gives the Sixers a better chance to win, Embiid or Bona?
How do you like a damn apple, Sixers fans?
Don't do that. What do you think the poll is at? He's there's a little much
what
for
a
him
line.
Right now.
What a line right there, man.
Yep.
Them apples? I love them apples, yep. Man.
How do you like a damn apple, Sixers fans?
Spot on, Kate. Love
yep.
It. This is a Jack question.
Yes.
Yes, this is silly.
What do you think the response is?
I would imagine probably in favor of Bona.
No. Thank God.
No?
No.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
All right. So then we got a reasonable shot here.
Yeah.
Let's go 65% Embiid.
Yeah, you got it. 65%.
Oh, 65%. Embiid. Okay. Boom.
And look,
even that's.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the crazy. Now, before we get into that part of it, what a win last night.
Man.
What a win. So, second night of a back-to-back. And there was a point at which, and they were not defending well last night,
no,
you know.
I haven't played defense yet. I'll
yeah,
believe.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, transition defense is tough. And
yeah.
Then, you know, Washington shot real well. But there was a point in the middle of the third quarter, they're down 19. And I'm saying to myself, this one's done.
Yeah.
This is. And then in the fourth quarter, I even said to myself, when they got it down to 8 once, and then Washington kept getting it back up to 11, I'm like, you know what? I'm going to give them credit for not quitting.
Yep.
At least they didn't lose, you know, pathetically. And then even when they get it to overtime and they go down 5, I say to myself, okay, they got it to overtime, second night of a back-to-back. But Maxey just an unreal effort from Tyrese Maxey last night. 39 points. I think he played 47 minutes.
Yeah.
Something like that. I mean, And Edgecombe, a good game, letting the game come to him. A couple of big four-point plays in there.
Yeah.
Grimes with another big three-pointer. And Embiid, it's funny, the day everybody's complaining about getting a Dembona in there, in 23 minutes, he had 25 points, 7 rebounds, 5 assists.
You take that.
His defense is not there yet. But, Alex Sarr sort of abused him, which is not something you're used to seeing with Embiid.
Yeah, yeah.
But the point I made, and we were talking about on the podcast last night, is game one offense looked terrible. That was a week ago from NBA.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Within a week, game one, he has 1 of 9 for 4 points. Game two, 20 points in 20 minutes. Game three, 25 points in 23 minutes, 7 rebounds, 4 assists, yeah. or 5 assists. Let's
you
give him a
coming.
Minute.
Yeah,
yeah you
yeah.
see it coming.
You see it coming. And,
yeah.
and listen, there's no need to have ill intent or bad wishes because you don't want to see Joel Embiid. Just accept the fact he's still here, he's still on the team, and he's useful. He's just working his way into this thing. Everything he's doing right now is a bonus. It's a bonus. And the only thing I don't want to see is him overexerting himself and wind up tweaking something.
Yes, because you tried to do something he doesn't need to do.
Hey, man, take your time, shoot your jumper, work your mid-range. If you get it down low... And you can get you an and one. Go ahead and do that. But I don't need him to feel the need to just overdo it. Just slowly continue to work yourself in this thing, and they'll work around you. And that's what they did last night.
I thought he did a great job of moving the ball. He normally...
Where are you getting 25 points at?
Yes, 25 and 5
and,
assists.
Yeah, what is he playing? 20 minutes? 25 minutes?
23 minutes. Yeah.
Where are you getting that at?
Well, and the other thing was he's usually he can hold the ball too long. Like that is one of the things
sometimes,
about Joel.
Yeah.
That didn't happen last night.
Nice passes last night.
He's passing the ball
yeah.
well. He's setting screens at the top, and there's just not enough you can say about Maxey. And you know one of the reasons I think Edgecombe is so comfortable letting the game come to him
mm-hmm.
is that Maxey reached out to him this summer. Maxey sort of took him under his wing this summer.
Yeah.
And he let Edgecombe know, we're welcoming you, but this is my team,
yeah,
and
yeah.
we're here to win.
Yeah.
And I think the fact that Edgecombe has this healthy respect for Maxey allows him to sort of play within what he's doing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you can't say enough about them fighting last night. And I want to give credit to Nick Nurse as well, who I thought did an atrocious job last year, but he has his team fighting.
Okay. I was going to wait to say this.
Yeah.
But I got to be the first one.
Okay.
25 years, right?
25 years what?
It's been 25 years.
Yes.
What year was AI in that year?
His
fifth year or sixth year?
He got drafted in 98.
He's in the 96 class, right?
96. Okay.
So that was his fifth year?
Fifth year. Yeah.
Fifth year.
Yep.
Okay, this is Maxey's sixth year.
Yep.
So all I'm saying, Maxey may be coming into his prime right here. Sixers got off to a 10-0 start. They didn't look back. They wound up in the NBA Finals. That's all I'm saying.
We're just having fun.
That's all I'm saying.
We're just having fun.
I got to be the first one to say it.
We're just having
fun. Bringing the jerseys back and everything.
We're just having fun out there.
Maxey, man. Maxey is putting the league on notice.
Well,
I don't know if he can keep this up, but man.
Well, the good thing is he's not going to have to because he's leading the league in scoring right now.
Mm-hmm.
He's been awesome. But when McCain comes back, they're playing a lot of minutes. All the guards are playing a lot of minutes.
It won't be as much on him.
McCain comes back. George comes back.
Yeah.
It'll settle down a little bit. And Bona, for all the things we talked about Embiid, those blocks. He had 5 blocks in the fourth quarter in overtime. Dude,
how do you like a damn apple, Sixers fans?
I had a different response.
Yeah. Who got a Bona?
There it
is. Come on this show. It's not them apples.
Are you kidding me? It's who's got a boner,
Yep.
We all got a boner.
Yep. The fact that he was able to block those shots without fouling.
You don't know what you did with that tweet.
Yep.
Which one?
You.
Oh, me?
Yes.
Oh, when I said I got a boner?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look, man.
That's ours now.
Dude, that putback dunk.
That's attached to this show.
That putback dunk
yes.
and that block, I think it was in overtime
mm-hmm.
where
he had two of them.
Well, the one where he got to it right before it got to the backboard
mm-hmm.
that they originally called
good, goaltending.
Goaltending.
Yeah.
Man, and the other thing that felt good is Embiid.
Like Leo Ratliff.
When Embiid is on the bench and that's happening, and Embiid celebrating and running around and taunting.
Yeah.
Dude, it is like last year gave everyone perspective, I think, on the team about what, like, appreciating the moments that you have and realizing that the ability that this team has. And I think they're not going to win every game, but they are getting Jared McCain back. They are getting Paul George back. Eventually, Joel Embiid's going to be at 28 minutes or 30 minutes or something like that.
Yeah.
This team...
Here's what I've learned in this league the last couple of years.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein, no artificial flavors or colors, no chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Young teams play hard every night.
Like the Pacers last year. Like the Thunder.
The Pacers and the Thunder, they play hard every... That's the only way you win as many games as the Thunder have won.
Yep.
You got to be a young team with fresh legs to be able to play. You got to care about every game every night.
Yep.
And that's kind of where the Sixers are with this youth movement they have going on.
Well, with Jabari Walker out there busting that. Bona is out there doing it. Edgecombe's out there doing it. Maxey doing that on the second night of a back-to-back?
Back-to-back. 40-something minutes, 130-something points on the second night of a back-to-back for the team.
Yeah.
Like, going into overtime. Not, it could have very easily said, you know what? It's our first loss of the season. Let's get ready for the next game.
I was waiting for Nick Nurse to pull the plug in the fourth, but credit to him, he didn't.
Like it.
They're all, this is, and the last thing.
Yes.
Is Quentin Grimes, who wanted a bigger contract. It goes down to the wire. Him happy and bought in and tweeting out after the game, the vibes are immaculate.
Yeah.
That's the guy who thought he was getting $100 million this offseason.
Didn't get it.
Got a 1-year, $8 million deal.
Not sulking.
Nope.
Not pouting.
No. He's just in there trying to win basketball games.
Bought in, playing hard, hitting big shots late in the game.
Two big three-pointers.
Yeah. Man.
Yeah. It's fun.
It's fun.
No, we're just having a good time. That's all we're doing.
Yep.
We're having a good time.
Yep.
215-592-9494. Now back to the intervention. Rocco from the Dirty 30. You're on WIP. What's up, Rocco?
Hey, gentlemen. I know it's been a long time, but, you know, listen, I have to come in and support my guy, Jack, and have him see the light of life. Jack, you may not know this about me, but I am a high school teacher, and I have to deal with 100 Jacks every day. So
what
I
does
might
that
have
mean?
The, Six, I might
seven.
Have the answer to your to getting you fixed. Okay, so basically, you are dealing with HDS, Hertz Derangement Syndrome, and I know you guys don't like to talk about politics, but you could make that analogy in the same realm of politics of what's going on in the country right now.
Yeah, I mean, I made up Jalen Derangement Syndrome, but I'm blaming you guys, not Jack. But that's okay. Go ahead.
But you got to say it. I was never been one of the people to call in and beat him up on.
Sure.
You know, I've just stayed on the sidelines and enjoyed it. It was very entertaining. But, you know, listen, there was someone who said just moments ago that, Jack, you're actually rooting against the Eagles.
That's a bad place to be at, Rocco, yeah.
Yeah, that's a dark place. That's a dark place. So we got to get you out of that. We have to get you out of that. So just hear me out on this, okay? It's going to take a moment, but just hear me out on this. Mm-hmm. Take the 22 season and the 24 season. 22, unbelievable numbers. He was going to be MVP of the league, so forth and so on. 24 unbelievable season. We both years we went to the Super Bowl. We won it in the second year. That Jalen sacrificed stats and an MVP for a Super Bowl. That should be your driving force.
You are making this so difficult. I have to. He didn't sacrifice an MVP for a Super Bowl. I mean, that's.
Well, I mean,
I hadn't heard that twist.
See, this is Jack's problem. He didn't say. He just didn't win the MVP because he wasn't a candidate.
And he got hurt. I mean,
yeah.
No, but I'm saying, yeah, but he was on the trajectory for it.
Are you're talking about 22?
Yeah.
Yeah. 22.
Well, he didn't sacrifice the MVP for a Super Bowl.
No. You're completely missing my point. All right, 24.
Yeah.
He sacrificed the stats because we had Saquon and we went to a running game. Well, okay.
It helped them win.
Jack.
There's a reason. Okay.
Jack.
Yeah. Okay. And that's what he sacrificed for the Super Bowl. Okay. We got there both years. He had a really good Super Bowl in 22, but we just didn't win it that year. Well, my point is that's an unmeasurable that you want to look at elite status and people are too hung up on titles. Elite, very good. Good, better than average. You know, who cares?
Top five.
There's one. There
well,
is
how
one
you think we
thing
do these shows?
That, but there is a common element that everybody would have to agree to, that Jalen is a winner.
Yes, yeah, we all agree. Yeah, Jack?
Yeah. Elite
all agree.
Winner. Elite.
Well, that's your cop-out, yes.
Yeah, but Jack, listen, Jack, you're a winner, okay? Well,
thank you.
Yeah.
Come along and be a winner with all of us.
I'm pretty good. You want to talk about elite resume? 31? 2-0 in the high school playoffs. I've only technically lost one book.
Okay, well, listen.
I'm just kidding.
Man,
just kidding.
Come, get out of the dark side. Get out of the dark side.
I'm fighting.
Cheer for the Eagles.
I'm fighting, yep.
Thank
Love
you,
it, Rocco.
Rocco.
Rocco
thank
from
you,
the
Rocco.
Dirty 30. Did he actually go up to the...
I don't know if he's a fraud.
No, he's a real...
He's a real Dirty 30, yeah. Unlike Kenny.
Unlike Kenny, yes.
Something... like, and I know I'm more familiar with this than anybody else on the show, so I'll say it. If you hadn't heard, we just got the news that WMMR's Pierre Robert passed away today. I don't know any of the details, only that it was this afternoon that they found out. So Pierre Robert, if you're listening, I was worked in rock radio here at WYSP for, you know, that was the start of my career. The first, you know, 12, 13 years of my career was rock radio. And one of the people who was were always there was Pierre Robert. Everybody else came and went, switched stations, all that sort of stuff. But Pierre Robert doing middays at WMMR was he was the guy, right? And lasted through every trend. You know, every trend. New metal was there, and you know, the alternative rock in the late 90s was there, and, you know, and then Creed was that. Every sort of rock trend that went, but Pierre Robert was always there. Pierre was always kind to me, even though we worked at different radio stations, and I tried to fight with every other radio station that I ever, you know, worked against. I didn't want to be nice to anybody. I wanted them to be the enemy. But it was always impossible for Pierre to be the enemy because he's always nice to you. He truly loved radio, which is what we're all in here for. You know, people call things content. This is content, but radio is this very special thing where we get to spend time with you who are listening, like sort of on a one-to-one thing. It's just you and us together. And Pierre did that at an elite level, was a good guy, loved rock and roll, did not love sports, but loved rock and roll, and loved Philadelphia. And he is a legend, and may he rest in peace. Very, very sad thing to lose Pierre. It's almost like, you know, sometimes, this was like when Ozzy died. You think to yourself, well, I can't imagine Ozzy not being around.
Right.
That is sort of how I think about Pierre. It's like, I can't imagine Philadelphia radio without Pierre being there. So very, to his family, to his friends, to his coworkers, to everyone who has interacted with him, which, you know, I am one of them, you know, may he rest in peace, God bless, and a lot of love for the loss of Pierre Robert. Really, just, I couldn't believe it. Scope
well
told
said,
me back
brother.
There. Yeah, just blown away. Unbelievable. So, I actually don't know how to go to a phone call after that. So why don't we take a break? We will come back. And what do we have at 3? Oh, more AJ
Brown.
Yeah, AJ Brown stuff. So, we'll take a break now. This is the WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Hey, it's Shutter Camera, and I'm John Ritchie. Did you know that the 94 WIP Morning Show is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can get every episode, every hour, every highlight on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods, and whenever works for you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.